Proclamation number 7684 of 29th of August, 1960. Different kind of revelations of God. Just always bear in mind that you live in the time of the end. And then you will also be able to understand that I use every opportunity to reveal myself to humanity. Yet always in the way the individual person makes it possible, for I cannot reveal myself to everyone through the word. This is why I address people faithfully. I place them in situations where they can remember a God and Creator, where they need help and where they can approach me for this help, and then will certainly also experience help because I want to reveal myself to them as a God of love. Hence, every person can feel addressed by me who only pays attention to how I repeatedly intervene in his life, how I guide him through suffering and affliction, how I also grant him happiness and joy. Every person can recognize me because I reveal myself in many different ways. But the human being must also desire such realization. He must occupy himself in thought with his God and Creator and want revelations from him, otherwise he will live his earthly life completely worldly and no revelations will be of use to him. And thus the human beings will determine to what extent every revelation appeals to him, because it is the will which causes me to also reveal myself directly to the human being through my word. Through the working of my spirit in him. This word is the surest evidence of my existence, it is the surest evidence of my presence or connection with a human being. And yet, this word is not compelling to believe, for it will only mean something to the one who has a living faith in me. And only he will be able to accept my word and also understand it. The faithless human being, however, is unable to grasp it, and he will always assess it as a person's own thought product. It will not cause him to believe as long as the will is not in the human being to experience truth. However, the desire for truth will also be met immediately. A personal revelation through the inner word is a gift of grace of unusual significance. I reveal myself to the human being, I myself speak to him, he feels my presence, he is permeated by my strength, a light is kindled in him and he gains realization, knowledge of the pure truth. Furthermore, such a revelation is proof of my infinite love for my living creations but also an instruction to pass this gift of love on. For I love all people and also want to reveal myself to all people, and because this is not possible for every person, I use a person as a mouthpiece in order to be able to address many through him. For I want to guide all people into truth. And thus I also speak such that all people can understand me. That they can also recognize my address as God's ward, for I don't want the person of goodwill to lack understanding. And I will always express myself such that you humans will be able to recognize me, because I want to reveal myself to all of you as God and Creator, as your Father of Eternity, who wants to be in close contact with all his living creations. Who wants to address them as Father in order to receive the love of a child from them. You humans should show me the love of children, you should desire to hear the Father's voice and use every opportunity to unite with the Father in thought or prayer. You should pay attention to all revelations on my part, for you need not always expect my address. You can recognize me at any time in all events. In your guidance through earthly life, in every help in earthly and spiritual adversity. Only your will must be good, You must not being the power of the adversary, that you therefore deny a God and creator and do not seek contact with him. Then you will also be closed to every revelation, then you will also not want to acknowledge my address through my servants, and you will reject anyone who wants to bring you light about your God and creator from eternity. Then the path you have to take will still be immeasurably long in order to reach the aim one day, the union with me. And it will be a path of torment and darkness because you shunned the light when it was offered to you. Amen.